Well, so far today, we haven't seen any of those attempted pickoffs except on rare occasions because there haven't been too many on base. But when men get on, you got a fellow like Whitey Ford pitching, boy, he's murder. He's great at it. And here's Whitey to tell you himself in a specially recorded interview how he picks them off first. What's the trick, Whitey?
Well, I keep my head turned toward the batter, watch the runner out of the corner of my eye, and give a kick that confuses him. The runner thinks I'm throwing to the plate. Instead, I step towards first, fire the ball, and pick him off.
Thank you, Whitey. Now, there's something else I'd like you to tell the fans. How do you shave?
The easy way, with shaving cream and a Gillette razor.
Like Whitey Ford, you find how easy, how clean, and how comfortable a shave can be when you latch on a Gillette Super Speed razor that's matched to your face. Into the light, regular, or heavy. There's one that suits your skin and beard to a T. You get the razor of your choice, Gillette Blueberry Dispenser, trim travel case for $1. Attached to the razor set is a 320-page encyclopedia of baseball, and it's free. The applause you heard in the background, I'm sure you know, was for Don Larson. And as he came up, the applause really rang out to the rafters here, and almost to a man, this vast assemblage stood up and applauded Don Larson, who has been putting on a superlative performance. Adjectives can't quite describe all that is going on as far as Larson's going is today, but I'm sure you who are listening are well informed of the drama that Larson holds right within his pitching grasp. And he comes up now here in his home eighth with the score of the ball game, 2-0. The pitch is over from Sal Bagley for a called strike. The Yanks lead by a 2-0 score with the only 5 hits in the game, but that score is just half of this tremendous drama going on today. Here's the next pitch to Don. He swings and misses, and it's strike 2. Bagley himself putting on a great performance. He's yielded 2 runs. Here comes the next one, and it's wide. 2 strikes and a ball to Larson, who has fouled out, but it inserted a big sacrifice in the 6th inning, moving Carey to second, where he later scored on Bauer's hit. There's a swing and a miss, and Larson goes down on the strikeout. And there's one out in the home eighth, as Hank Bauer, who has singled in a run, that'll have the other with a homer, comes up for the 4th time. He's popped up, rounded out, and singled in the run in the 6th inning. So Hank Bauer steps in now with one out in his home eight. Bagley, all set to work. Here comes the pitch, and it's over the outside corner for a called strike. There's a call for the baseball at the plate. Dave Pinelli tosses it out of play, and there's a new one in Campanella's mitt. He rubs it up and throws it out to the mound. Bauer up there with a strike 1 count. He'll be followed by Collins. Now Magley looks in to get the sign. Here comes the pitch, and a curve drops low, and the count is now 1-1. There goes a high fly ball, curving and going foul, and landing up in the upper deck, outside the left field line. Two strikes and a ball, and a foul back. Strikes, ball 1. Another new ball going out to the mound. Campanella first rubbing up. The umpires give those balls a good rubbing down in the
umpire's room before the ball game, and during the game they allow the catcher and the pitcher up, but have asked the infielders not to. A swing and a miss. It was a foul tip, and it nestled in Campanella's mitt and follows on a strikeout. He just barely ticked the ball. That brings up Collins with two away here in this home eighth. Collins bunted and went out, and he is struck out, and he's singled to right center. Two away in the home eighth. Bagley, all set. Here comes the pitch, and it's wide for a ball. Bagley doing fine service this afternoon for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Rubs up the ball. Now looks into the sign. And the next pitch comes in low. Ball two. Ball two to Joe Collins. Outside the batter's box. Now Joe is in and waiting. Bagley starts the windup. Delivers. And it comes over for a called strike. Two balls, strike one. Yanks with the only runs and hits in the game. They have two runs and five hits. Collins at the plate. Two balls and a strike. He swings and fouls one, which is going over toward the New York dugout, taken by the bat boy there. Count is 2-2, and Collins again outside the batter's box. Knocks dirt out of the spikes prior to stepping back in. It's rather a hushed stadium at the moment. 2-2. Another foul trickling off to the right side. It appears right now that this hush right here is coming, just as the crowd senses the drama still to unfold. Two away here in this home eighth. Collins crouches slightly. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss as Sal Bagley strikes out the side in the home eighth, giving a great pitching demonstration this afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score after eight full innings. The score is Yanks 2, Brooklyn nothing.
Do you want, do you really want a decent shave? Do you really want a decent shave? Then shave the neck with the blade and the razor by your neck. Shave the neck.
We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. This is Bob Wolf along with Bob Neal. The ninth inning is coming up here at Yankee Stadium. And coming up for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Carl Furillo will lead off. The number seven batter. As I look around the stadium here in this tremendous assemblage gathered for a most, most exciting game, I can see the folks already craning forward, leaning just a bit, as they strain for full concentration on the performance here in the ninth. Carl Furillo, who will lead off in this ninth inning, is fly to right, and he's popped up to second. And now you can hear that hump in the background as Furillo steps in the batter's box. He is a word or so with Yogi Berra. Larson goes back to the roster bag. And we're all set for action here in this ninth inning. The outfield is playing just very slightly toward left. Here's the pitch. And there's a foul back behind home plate for strike one to Carl Furillo. The real all out knocks good out of his spikes. Now he digs in at the plate and looks out to the mound. It's strike one. Lawson delivers. And there's a foul back for strike two to Carl Farrillo. Two strikes the count to Carl here in this ninth inning. Vera rubs up the ball and flips it back to Don Larson, a new ball. And Don now has turned his back to the plate, and he's giving that ball an extra rub. Tugs at the cap, goes to the rosin bag, flips it aside, looks in toward the plate. Farrillo steps back in. It's a two-strike count. Larson, ready. Here's the pitch. And it's high for a ball, a fastball. It's two strikes and ball one. Don again goes to the rosin bag. Farrillo waiting in the batter's box. The right hand is set. Two strikes and a ball. The pitch. There's a high foul drifting toward the seats and going in the seats off to the right. Outside the first baseline. So remains two strikes and ball one. Another new ball and play out of the mound. Andy Carey has moved over closer to the line at third. McDougald has moved over just a step or so toward the hole in that shortstop post. Two strikes, ball one. Larson ready. Here it comes. And there's a high foul going off to the right. And out of play. Once again, Bella rubs up the ball prior to throwing it out to Larson on the mound. Yogi takes a good bit of time, make sure. And now out there to Larson, who takes off his cap for a moment. And again, is turned with his back to home plate. Don decides little Larson might help. Flips the bag aside, looks in toward the plate once again with a count. Two strikes, ball one. All right hand is ready. Farrillo waits, and now Farrillo steps off for the moment. And again, Larson goes to the Larson bag. Now he's ready. Here comes the pitch. There's a fly ball going out to right field. Bauer is waiting, and he has it. And there's one out in this top of the ninth inning as Bauer made that catch just about 3 or 4 feet from the cinder pad. The batter is Roy Campanella. Campanella's looked at a called strike three, and he's popped up. He comes up with one out in this ninth inning. Larson gets the sign. Here comes the pitch. There goes a long foul up against the facing of the upper deck outside the left field line. And it's strike one to Campanella. Larson runs his hands along the sides of his pants. Now, with glove off, is rubbing up the ball, tugging at his cap, and he picks up the rosin back again as Campanella stays right in there in the batter's box. Strike one, the count. Here comes the pitch. And there's a ground ball going out to Billy Martin. He's up with it, throws to first, and Campanella's out. Dale Mitchell will bat for Sal Magley. Be sure to stay tuned for Bill Corum's wrap-up of today's game. Bill's one of the country's top sports authorities. He knows baseball inside and out. You'll enjoy a slant on today's highlights. Dale Mitchell comes up with two out in the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch, and it's ball one.
1 to Dale Mitchell. With two away in the ninth. Here comes the next pitch. A strike call. That is 1-1. And this crowd just straining forward at every pitch. 1-1 to Mitchell. He's a left-handed batter. Dale Mitchell up there with two away in the top of the ninth. They're playing him all straight away. Here comes a swing of it. Two strikes, ball one to Dale Mitchell, first in his crowd. Two strikes, ball one to Mitchell with two away in the ninth. Mitchell with two away in the top of the ninth inning. Marston looks in. Here comes the pitch. Fouled off to the left. Two strikes and a ball. The count remains to Mitchell. Dave Pennelly motions for some more baseball to the bat boy. I'll guarantee that nobody, but nobody, has left this ballpark. And if somebody did manage to leave early, man, he's missing the greatest. Two strikes and a ball. Mitchell waiting. Stands deep. Feet close together. Larson is ready. Gets the sign. Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike four. A no-hitter on second base for Don Larson. Yogi Berra runs out there. He reached Don Larson. And he's forced by his teammates. Listen to this crowd roar. Encyclopedia of Baseball, but the first World Series no-hitter, a perfect performance by Don Larson. Man, what a thrill this is. Well, Bill Cole will have all the highlights for you. So let's take a look now at the final score. The New York Yankees, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors, Brooklyn. No runs, no hits, no errors. In just a moment, Bill Corum will review the highlights of today's game for you.
Tremendous, superb, gorgeous, wonderful, magical. You supply the adjectives, because we saw something here at the Yankee Stadium this afternoon that has never happened in all the history of baseball. And in 52 World Series, the absolutely perfect game, the first no-hitter ever thrown in World Series history by Don Larson of San Diego, California. California, here he came, and down the Dodgers went, throwing only 97 pitches in a ball game in which no man reached first base, just somewhat in-and-out pitcher who came to the Yankees from the Baltimore Orioles as a bit of a throw-in in the Bob Turley trade, made history here this afternoon that may never be repeated again in baseball history, because it's awfully hard to pitch a no-hitter at any time, as all of you know and as the baseball encyclopedia shows. But when a man does it in the World Series, that's something. There have been 3 one-hitters in the history of baseball. Ed Ruhlback of the old Cubs, Floyd Bevins, and Claude Passeau. But never before did a man stand out on that mound and pitch a completely perfect baseball game in the World Series. And that today, Big Don Larson did, a superb pitcher, a fellow that had absolutely everything, and as the Yankees mocked him, and he carried squat Yogi Berra on his own shoulders across the lines and toward the Yankee dugout, this stadium and 64,519 folks
went wild. Even as early as the eighth inning, he had the fans scattering paper out of the stands when he came to bat, and he, as I told you, made only 97 pitches, struck out seven men, and was a pitcher to remember, and that I will remember for sure, and I've seen every World Series ball game and every pitch of every series game since 1920. It was a thrill never to be forgotten, and baseball can't forget it. He's a big, somewhat phlegmatic guy that likes to have a pretty good time, and more power to him, and today he was a pitcher that was superb. And he met a superb pitcher, too, let us not forget. The honeymoon ended for the old man from Niagara Falls, Sal Magley, but he did not go down to defeat ingloriously. He gave up only five hits himself, and to the end he was in battling and struck out the side to prove it as he bowed out in the ninth, striking out all three Yankee batters, and a great pitcher, too, he was. Of course, it was Mickey Mantle's home run that was enough to win, and that was the same sort of ball that he struck off Magley in the first game over at Ebbets Field, an inside pitch, hit to right field, and just up in the lower seats. The Yankees didn't need any more runs than that, but they got one more, of course, as you know, but the one was plenty, and that was Mantle's third home run, and his eighth in World Series play, and he's caught fire, too, here in the, what you might call, the middle part of the World Series, since there has to be one more game over at Ebbets Field tomorrow, and there could be two more. It could go just as the World Series went last year, but if it does, that means the Yankees will win in the seventh game. But today there is only one story, and can be only one story, and that's the story of Don Larson. Now, I'm not quite sure of this, but I think that he may very well have come to Baltimore with the old St. Louis Browns when that franchise was moved. What I am sure of is that he wasn't highly considered in the deal that brought Bullet Bob Turley to the Yankees, and Turley was the man that they wanted. But today, Don Larson is the man that all baseball wants, and everybody in San Diego and everybody in California must cheer the pitching of this big fella this afternoon. It just was something that takes all your adjectives and all your words away. Never for a moment did he waver. Never did he come very close to giving a base on ball. Always he was ahead of the hitters. And time after time, through the middle innings, he was using four and five. And sometimes, well, I don't know that he ever just got by with three pitches, but four, five, and six pitches to dispose of the supposedly hard-hitting Dodgers, and they are hard-hitting Dodgers. Only once or twice did it take sensational plays to save him. Mickey Mantle made one a fine running catch in center field, and Andy Carey, as the game came to its sensational close, a beautiful catch of a smash off Gil Hodges' bat just before, in the eighth inning, just before the man went out to make it his perfect afternoon. Also, little Sandy Amaral smashed one that didn't miss the right field foul line by far and didn't miss, therefore, becoming a homer by far. But aside from that, the man needed nothing special in the way of support. Magley did get sensational support, and perfect support, of course, the Yankees gave Larson. But the little colonel from Kentucky, from Louisville, Pee Wee Reese, turned in one of his finest games at shortstop, made two sensational plays, and Duke Snyder, the Duke of Brooklyn, made a catch in center field that also will be remembered. But those things come and go in baseball. The perfect game and World Series play doesn't come and go, and we may live another 50 years before we see a game such as Don Larson pitched here this afternoon. More power to him, the glory and the power. He was absolutely superb. Now, this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, and any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Thanks to our statisticians, Frank Cizullo and Herb Heft, our engineers, Gil Camel and Ed King,
This broadcast was produced under the supervision of Art Gleason, Director of Sports for the Mutual Broadcasting System. Now, don't forget, folks, we'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon to report the crucial sixth game of the 1950 World Series.